Warisina ufike kubulawayo namhla emini utshele intatheli zindaba ukuba iqembu le-Highlanders yilo iqembu elikhulu kweleZimbabwe loba nje lilesikhathi eside lingaphakamisi isicoco seligi. Uqhubekele phambili wathi yena iqembu le-Highlanders labalandeli abaningi njalo kuyisifiso sikamqeqeshi wonke ukuba akhokhele iqembu elibukelwa izibukeli ezigcwele inkundla. Yikho ehle wavumela phezulu ngesikhathi iziphathamandla zeqembu leli zixhumana laye. Akusikho kwakuqala ukuba uHarrison asebenzele kweleZimbabwe njengoba eke waqeqesha amaqembu abalisayele Cape United kanye lele Harare City, njalo uthe yena injongo yakhe ngeyokuqeda umbuso weqembu le-FC Platinum lona esele bezintshantshi kwisigaba seKasilaka Premier Soccer League iminyaka emithathu ilandelana.
When the league now is like 3 years on the bounce, they need to be knocked off the perch, I think, at this time now.
Sebephakamise isicoco okweminyaka emithathu ilandelana njalo sokumele sibethule esiqongweni lapho abahlezi khona. Umkhulu umsebenzi esibhakana lawo njalo angitsho ukuthi sizanqoba, kodwa yiyo ingqondo okumele sibe layo eyokuthi sidlalela ukuba sinqobe nxa sifuna ukuphumelela. Ngivele ngizimisele ukuphumelela.
UHarrison uthethe isikhundla esithiwa umqeqeshi wesizalwane selizwe laseHolland uHendrikus Pieter de Jong, yena osengumqeqeshi weqembu le-FC Platinum. UMandla Mpofu lobekuthemba Ndlovu yibo abasekeli bakaHarrison kusithi umqeqeshi wabonezinti nguJulius Ndlovu. UHarrison utshele intatheli zindaba zemidlalo ukuba into yokuqala azayenza ikuba lo mhlangano labasekeli bakhe bakhangele ukuba isimo sabadlali simi njani, njalo uthe isifiso sakhe ukuba babe labadlali abezinga laphezulu zulu abaningi ukuze benelise ukuchaya eziwayo lonyaka. Lo mqeqeshi ulandule imibiko ethi ubefuna ukuletha wayengumsekeli wakhe kuqembu le-Cape United lele Harare City uMark Mathe, esithi uMathe uqhatshwe ngelinye iqembu njalo yena akalansolo labasekeli abathwele bevele bekhona kuqembu leBhoso. UHarrison isizalwane seNgilandi njalo wadlalela amaqembu akhona le abalisayele Port Vale kanye leStoke City engunozinti. Uqeqeshe okweminyaka eminingi eselizweni laseSouth Africa, ikanti uke wasebenza njalo emazweni abalisayele Botswana kanye lele Bangladesh. Ngimele studio 7 ngobulawayo ngingujoseph Njanji.